Search for Matung.
Search for Matung, background about the poem. Sudhata Bhatt was born in Ahmedabad in 1950. For Sudhata, language has always been a painful experience. She wrote Search for Matung in her 20s while she was living in America and studying English and feared that she was losing her Indian identity and mother tongue. Chosen poem is about. This poem is about Sudhata Bhatt, who thinks she has lost her mother tongue when moving another country. She also thinks that her mother tongue is lost at the beginning, but then she realized that her mother tongue is alive and growing. The poet's culture. Sudhata Bhatt intends that speaking two languages is a very difficult thing to do. Could not use them together. This quote shows that Sudhata is very confused by speaking two languages. She is saying you could not speak two languages at the same time. Does the poem change? First, Sudhata Bhatt thinks she has lost her mother tongue and it is dead. But at the end, Sudhata is really happy and quotes out that it blossoms out my mouth. This shows that she is really happy that her mother tongue is there for her. Images the poet uses. The images that the poet uses are plants speaking two languages, death and being together. Language techniques and how they are important and how do they involve the reader. Gujarati language, metaphor. Plants are metaphor language, repetition, first person narrative, three stanzas, basic punctuation. It also involves the reader by using two languages, which then create an image in reader's mind that it is difficult to speak two languages. Also, this poem sounds like a story. What are the emotions? The emotions given in this poem are upset, feel lost, annoyed with herself, ashamed, but really happy at the end.